In Athens, the leaders of an enlarged European Union conclude their summit today, determined to end the divisions within Europe over the war in Iraq. They've agreed to push for a central UN role in rebuilding Iraq and promise to bring swift assistance to the Iraqi people. NPR's Silvio Poggioli is in Athens. Any firm decisions on Iraq there?
Well, a joint statement said that the UN must play a central role, including assisting Iraqis in the process of self-government. But the EU leaders also acknowledged that American and British forces must be in charge in the immediate period. The statement was very carefully worded so as not to stir up the old bitter divisions. It was drafted by the four main European antagonists in the lead-up to the conflict, the leaders of pro-war Britain and Spain, and of anti-war France and Germany. It said, American and British forces are responsible for security and for humanitarian assistance. And it also urged implementation of the so-called roadmap for Israeli-Palestinian peace. And in addition to the statement, up to about seven European countries have indicated they might lend troops to a peacekeeping force proposed by the U.S. for Iraq.
Now, what exactly is meant by a central U.N. role?
Well, they didn't spell it out. In fact, one of the key participants here was UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, who met with the European leaders to find out exactly what they want the UN to do. Now, there are a lot of complex issues here, and it all could come back to another acrimonious confrontation at the UN Security Council. Kofi Annan made it clear that he doesn't want the UN to be rushed. He's confident the UN will play an important role, but he wants a very clear and detailed roadmap of UN actions in Iraq. He insists that the UN cannot be subordinate to the U.S. or Britain. So in the next few weeks, European diplomats will draft step-by-step decisions and nuts and bolts on which everyone can agree. This is what Chirac calls the pragmatic policy that France and the other anti-war Europeans will now follow. The question is, how far is the Bush administration willing to soften its opposition to a primary U.N. role in Iraq? There are reports in the European media that the hawks in Washington want to punish France and Germany for their anti-war stance.
So there are still sore points between the U.S. and some European countries.
Well, the super bad guy in Washington's eyes, French President Jacques Chirac, led the European effort to mend relations inside Europe and with the U.S. as well. And the mood here was very amiable and cordial, but there was still some finger-wagging. The joint statement on Iraq also calls on U.S. and British forces to protect the Iraqi cultural heritage and museums. This is a key point that Chirac stressed in a press conference last night. He gave voice to a widespread European dismay over the looting of priceless monuments of antiquity and museums in Baghdad and other cities. He went so far as to describe the destruction of this universal artistic heritage as a crime against humanity.
Now, Iraq wasn't the main item on the summit's agenda. EU enlargement was. How is the EU changing?
Well, the admission of eight former communist countries is a very powerful symbol of Europe's reunification after the Cold War divide. But it's going to embrace 450 million citizens, and it's going to stretch from Ireland to Russia's border. So the EU is going to need some very serious internal reforms to manage this huge and diverse membership. And everybody agrees that's not going to be very easy.
NPR's Silvio Poggioli in Athens.